You're listening to another great podcast in the Stoplight Network.
My Mac Podcast 473.
Brightening everyone's day.
You're listening to the G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast.
Everyone, and welcome to the G-Men, not the GB men, not the MM men, not any sort of other man, but the G-Men. Guess what? Guy is back. There's new Apple stuff soon, so all is right with the world once more. I can sigh a sigh of relief.
Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah, I actually didn't get back until... Oh, it had to have been around 7 o'clock last night, which was Saturday, September 7th. So I basically, part of the reason why I was back later than that was I stopped where my son goes to college because September 7th is...
Anyway, let's get on to the MyMac.com articles.
Oh, shut up. It's his birthday. So I stopped and spent some time with him on his birthday. But now, as far as Florida goes, it really kind of started out bad.
Have you got,
Yeah, because I left here on Wednesday. I left a little early from work on Wednesday, dropped some books off to my son Guy on my way down.
And told me about that. That's
right, good. Right. And drove until I was somewhere in, I think, in South Carolina when I stopped for the night. And it was this horrible.
That's right. You're going to just drive and see how far you could get, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Not too bad because it was like, I guess it was about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon when I left Northern Virginia and I got down to South Carolina. It was, I don't know, you know, sometime early in the evening, but the hotel I stayed at, I really, really wish that I hadn't stayed at this hotel. It was just horrible. I mean, just, and literally, you know, you hear people talk about a roach motel. This was a roach motel. And I got up the next day and I just felt like garbage. Now my wife Tracy had a cold that I was like trying to stay away from her just because I knew I was going on this trip. It's like, I don't want to catch a cold before I leave on this trip. And I woke up the next day. This was now Thursday morning. I had her cold. Ugh. Yeah. So I finished the drive.
Typical woman.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, oh, you're going to Florida by yourself for 10 days. Ah, great. Here's a cold for you. Thanks. So
if there are any women listening, you know I don't mean.
Yeah, well, I did. I was mad. So I get down to Florida, and the first 2 days I'm there, you know, I get there Thursday night. All day Friday, just felt like garbage. I went to a local drugstore, and I picked up some Dayquil and some NyQuil and any other quills I could think of. And I'm dosing the crap out of myself trying to get these symptoms knocked down. Didn't spend like any significant time in the sun, didn't spend any time in the ocean, didn't spend any time at the pool, basically sat in the hotel room feeling miserable and watching movies off of my iPhone. So lots of fun there. But I woke up Saturday because, you know, and one of the things that I wanted to do while I was there, because my nephew, Billy, whose son was getting married, had a lot of people at his house. And I had volunteered to, you know, I got this big Ford to start routing people from his house over to the church and then from the church to the reception and all the rest of that. And I didn't want to be around any of them if I was sick. So yep. I was going crazy trying to stay away from everybody all day Friday, most of the day Saturday. And if I hadn't been feeling well, I probably still would have gone to the wedding, but I wouldn't have gone to the reception afterwards. But I was feeling pretty good by Saturday, so I went to the wedding, went to the reception, and then from Sunday until I left Friday morning, the groom's father and I, yeah, there was a wedding, and it went wonderfully, and the bride and groom were beautiful, and blah, blah, blah. But the more important
yada,
part,
yada, yada,
yada, yada, yada, yada. The more important part was between that Sunday, the next morning, and the Friday morning when I left to come back home, I got in 4 days of surfing.
Ooh. Now, we should have some Beach Boys music here, but I bet you didn't plan that, did you?
No, actually, I didn't.
neither did I.
But it was my brother Larry was there. I saw my brother Bill and his wife Daisy, both my nephews Bill and Jeff and their various families. And I mean, it was just such a great time. I had dinner with a dear old friend that I hadn't seen in like 35 years. She and I used to date back in high school. And we got together for dinner. We had a really, really nice time. It was fun catching up. So between, you know, getting together with my family and seeing some old friends and just reminiscing about old times when I actually used to live in Florida, you know, I just had such a great time. I've got this beautiful tan. I did post a picture on Google Plus.
Yeah, I wasn't too sure about that picture. Yeah. Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh man, I was gonna.
Can we?
No, we can't. That's about as much as
I can play, unfortunately.
So I've had this wonderful vacation. You know, left my two sons and my wife at home while I'm, you know, gallivanting around in Florida. What have you been doing for the last 2 weeks?
Sleeping.
Oh, okay. So shall we move on to the MyMac.com recent articles?
Well, most people know what I've been doing the last 2 weeks, although last week I've been fairly busy with work, really. That was it, which is boring. You don't want to hear about that.
Well, I did hear the podcast that you did with Bart.
Did you? What? And did I pass?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hated it. No, I'm kidding. It was actually the discussion that you and Bart had about iPhoto versus Aperture, and then you were moving into Lightroom and a few other of the, you know, not heavy into the other editors, but just talking about them I thought that was great. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that you typically can't do with me because, you know, I'm a blonde from Florida. So
what did you
it's
think
good to mix Bart's it up every little bit.
What did you think of Bart's comment about the fact that you're always on holiday in Florida?
Well, this summer that was kind of true because I was down, my wife and my son Peter and I were down there in June. And that's kind of when I found out about the wedding, because I didn't really know about this wedding until we were down there in June and met up with some of them.
Bart was absolutely right. And
you spot on.
We'll say now, thanks, Bart. It was good. I enjoyed it. And we'll be having you on again sometime, I'm sure.
Oh, anytime.
And usual invitation goes out to any other experts in any field related to the Mac or iOS. I know we call ourselves My Mac, but it's anything Apple, really.
Sure.
If you want to come on the show, give us a bell and we'll ignore you.
Yeah, pretty much. Please know PR people from various companies.
Because we've had enough of you guys.
Yeah. The amount of mail I get from you guys is despicable. And I really don't want to spend a half hour talking about the
possible release of a brilliant app, which might or might save people's lives.
Yeah, because I probably won't use it. So there.
Well, that's knackered it, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty
Mind
much.
You, if you want to sponsor the show, you can come on anytime.
Oh, sure, please, yeah. That's a great app. Oh, you know, my life has changed unbelievably so since I bought that app, whose name I can't remember off the top of my head. How did I ever get along without it?
Okay, do you want to start us off?
No, you go ahead. You start us off.
Okay, I've done it slightly different this week, Guy, because rather than putting any scores and doing any good length of detail, I think I'm doing, as Bart called it, teasers. And I'm not giving the scores because, let me do the first one.
Yeah, go ahead.
STM Cable Wrap, which is a review from Elisa.
You say Pacelli and I say Pacelli.
You've not lost it, have you, Guy?
No, I've got that timing down straight.
That's superb. This is a review of a holder for all of your cables. That's what I've put, not what they've put. Go over and read Elisa's review and see her score.
And next up is the Sonevo Induction Easy Speaker. This is a review by Bert Clanchard. This is a different... Wait a second. What have you got here? This is a different and...
There's no and. This is different. An induction speaker. You see
there should have been a comma.
I know one thing. You know I said you hadn't lost it. You hadn't lost your ability not to read either, have you?
No. This is different.
Okay, I'll put Hold a comma on. There.
Oh, okay. You see, this adds a whole new level.
Well, it takes out
to this sentence.
It takes out the and, which isn't there, that you added. Is that what you said?
Sort of. This is different. An induction speaker. Read Kurt's review to see if it's a device for you.
Aha. Right, Contour Overnight Backpack. This is a review by Elisa.
You say Pacelli and I say Pacelli.
I'm still so ready.
It's a pack that goes on your back. It's a backpack. See if Elisa thinks it's something different.
And of course, there was the fantastic podcast last week from you and Bart. And we also have from Kurt Blanchard, the EyeSight Dual Light. This is a review. The Dual Light for sight is interesting. See what Kurt thinks of this nifty device. See.
Kensington key cover hard shell keyboard for iPad. This is a review by Elisa.
You say Jolly Jape, I say Jolly Jap.
Oh, wait, no, no. Tank. No, that's not right.
You say Pacelli and I say Pacelli.
I just had to mix it up a little bit.
Okay. This is brilliant, because I've said, this is a cover. It's hard. It has keys on a board that works with the iPad. And all versions of the iPad.
Oh, excuse me.
Go on over to the website and take a peek.
And we also have, this seems to be like the Kurt and Elisa show.
It does, doesn't it?
This week.
I hadn't noticed that.
Yeah. It's the Woodchuck Adventure Case for iPhone 5. It's a review by Kurt Blanchard. Does your iPhone slip out of your hand a lot? Read Kurt's case review to see if this might help.
I like the way you did that.
Yeah. See, this is why companies should sponsor us. And I'll be able to do like 30 to 60 second commercials the various types of voices
that I can do. And I can be the face of their company.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that.
We'll use your online avatar. That should work.
That's what I meant. You wouldn't want my real face. And finally, like last week, normality has been resumed. Tech fan number 132, exotic locations. Mm. Want a chance to win a $25 iTunes card? Listen to this episode of Tech Fan to find out how. Microsoft buys part of Nokia and Samsung releases the Galaxy Gear, plus your feedback. All on this week's episode of the Tech Fan podcast.
You know, kind of going off topic for just a second. This is how you know that we're both back, because that's what we do. Did you see the press reviews of that Samsung smartwatch?
I saw some.
Oh my God, what a fail. I'm sorry. If the Apple Watch is anything like this Samsung watch, then nobody seems to know how to make a smartwatch.
So all I can say is at $300, they've got to be kidding.
Yeah, it's basically like a Bluetooth extension of your phone for $300. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Sign me up for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it has to be only one particular type of phone.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, boy. No, but to be fair, no. Let's not, no. Come on. Back off. Updates will come out so you can use it with different versions of Samsung.
Yeah, but it'll still have to be Samsung phones. of course, if Apple comes out one, you'll only be able to use it with the iPhone, I guess.
Correct.
You know, you know what? Let's not go into that.
No, let's.
Because we'll spend a half hour ranting about Samsung.
No, I don't think we should.
No. Over on Google Plus.
Because I have a Samsung telly.
So do I. And as a matter of fact, it's a piece of crap.
I'm lying. I have a Sony telly, actually.
I have a Samsung telly, and it has a blue... vertical
I'll tell you,
line.
I'll tell you what,
and if
you
want to get angry. One green vertical line.
I'll tell you what, if you want me to get angry, I have actually got a Samsung CD / DVD reader / writer, which I need because today's Macs don't have a DVD rewritable writer.
Okay, well now wait, who are you going to get mad at? Apple, Samsung, or both of them?
Both of them.
Okay, well good. An equal opportunity rant. I like it. Go ahead.
I'm angry at Apple because they've made me buy it. Angry at Samsung because they had one available.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I had to buy it from Samsung.
Oh. Well,
I don't know anything I haven't got anything against Samsung. We used to get a couple of dumb phones from Samsung. Actually, the girls used to like the Samsung phones that they had before, these clever phones came along.
I don't have a problem with most Samsung products. I mean, the TV set I bought from them has turned out to be garbage. I guess I do have a problem with them then.
Anyway, let's move on.
Okay, over to Google Plus. About all those weird references that Gaz didn't understand last week, they were related to an old John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd movie called The Blues Brothers.
I was just enjoying it so much. I thought, I can take this to the 8th degree. I think I even got an email.
Oh, telling you that what it was? Yeah. I thought you were serious. I really did. I thought you really didn't understand those references.
Complaining about the youth of today.
Yeah, I can't remember all those old great movies. Yeah.
I did a good job, didn't I?
You did. Anyway. You fooled me. But, you know, how hard is that?
Well, hey. Anyway. Shall I go on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mr. Apter, the Gary type, somehow manages to get Internet Explorer on his iPhone. Sorry, a slight correction. Some website thinks he's using Internet Explorer on his iPhone. And an out-of-date one at that.
Yeah, you saw that picture over on G+,
did,
right?
Yeah,
Oh my God.
It's brilliant.
Now,
it's brilliant.
Speaking of Gary Apter, both he and Alistair Jenks really enjoyed Bart Bouchat's being on last week's show.
Who wouldn't?
Exactly. With Bart and Gaz's conversation about iPhoto, Aperture, and Lightroom with the advantages of each.
Cool. Eric Diaz wishes he could unsee a picture of you that you posted in Florida.
I was gorgeous.
The problem is, Guy, you probably took that and thought, that's a good picture of me.
Oh, that's a great picture.
I'm going to post it. And I looked at it and I thought, exactly the same. I bet Guy thought that was a good picture.
I did. Now
it was speaking... all right. It was not. It was good to see your ugly. I mean, it was good to see your face.
Blah. Blah. Now, speaking of pictures,
yep.
John Nemo thinks I somehow look a lot like Lady Gaga, with pictures to prove it. And Gary Apter wonders why you never see her and myself in the same room.
Steve Green, his mind was blown apparently last week by my tip. We wish him a speedy recovery on my Mac podcast.
Yeah, probably the first thing you need to do, Steve, is stop listening to this podcast if your mind is blown. And then just kind of let it slowly heal, you know, build up that resistance, and then just jump right back in again.
That's it. That's what you got to do. Do you want me to do this?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Guy posted the fact that he would be back from Florida, or he was back from Florida, and that myself and he would be recording a podcast later today, which kind of got some response.
Yes, it did.
The first of which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, Eric Diaz said, why?
Well, I responded, it's because, well, basically we like pain.
Yeah, and inflicting it to others too, said Eric.
Well, like, initially I was going to say, yeah, because you have no choice. And then I thought, no, they probably don't, because we get inside people's mind.
That's right.
As was proved in one of the previous statements.
And then Steve Green, whose mind was obviously blown, writes, it's true. The My Mac podcast is the hardest podcast to unsubscribe from. And he wants to make that into a soundbite, and he was trying to decide whether to buy Logic Pro X, food or Logic. Food or Logic.
Yeah, and then you went and spoiled it for him.
Yeah, I was like, Jay, you know, GarageBand is, and it's built in. Or actually, no, GarageBand isn't built in. But there are some built-in apps in iOS that are just fine for recording.
Yeah, but he wouldn't be buying Logic Pro X for his iPhone, would he?
Well, he could. It just wouldn't install or work.
Anyway, Steve popped back with shh. He's trying to find excuses to justify. Did you hear what I said then?
Yeah.
Excusify.
It's a new word.
Excuses to justify buying it. I think recording a single sentence for £139.99 represents good value. just opening the music folder and wiping the dust off GarageBand. I'll give it a go. Thanks, guy, he said. In fact, only ever use GarageBand on my phone plugged into the car stereo waiting in traffic. You get funny looks by strumming away like George Formby and winking customs officers in a very, it's very liberating. You should try it. Now, do you know who George Formby is?
I have absolutely no idea who George Formby is.
Now, this is for Nemo, because we won't be singing all those jingles later.
Yeah.
But I will sing this. I'm leaning on the lamppost at the bottom of our high street, which is completely wrong. Anyway. That's George Formby.
So I'm taking it he is from the UK.
George Formby's from the UK back in the 40s, 50s.
Oh, okay.
He used to play not a banjo. I think it was
mandolin?
A ukulele. No, it was a ukulele.
Oh, ukulele. Oh, like Tiny Tim.
Yeah.
Okay. If you know who Tiny Tim is. Actually, probably yeah, most
Tiny
people.
Yeah, isn't Tiny I mean, in the Charles Dickens book.
Yeah. Well, once he got over his leg problem, you know, he went on the Tonight Show, married Miss Vicky, and made a career out of singing "Tiptoe Through the Tulips."
Miss Vicky, I thought he married Miss Piggy.
Some people have questioned whether there was a difference.
Tiny Tim in Tiny the Muppets Tim. Christmas Carol.
What? Have we managed to confuse each other? I think so. John Nemo, segue right out of that. John Nemo hopes that we're both in very good voice today. And he and all of our loyal listeners are apparently waiting for our duet featuring both the Wombling song and the Wiener jingle. And John, I'm sorry to say that this is never, ever going to happen. No.
I said no singing, just cuddles.
Well, electronic cuddles.
Yeah.
Since you're like God knows how many thousands of miles away.
You don't
away.
Have to explain it, guy.
Yeah, too late. Steve Green said, woo! I don't know why he said, I mean, who ever says woo?
Apparently you do a lot.
Yeah, I do. I am a wooer.
Anyway, I suppose it's time to move on, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Should we take out the first break?
Yes. Or you know, let me do it. I've been away. Let me take us out.
clear your throat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blow your nose.
Yeah. While I'm saying it. Stand by to stand by, and we'll be right back.
I'm Elisa Pacelli.
I'm Suze Gilbert.
I'm Vicky Stokes.
And we're the three geeky ladies.
You could be watching Hoarders.
Or you could be reading 50 Shades of Grey.
You could be ghost hunting.
Or you could be listening to the three geeky ladies.
So put down that book, shut off the TV, and turn on your iPod.
And listen to the three geeky ladies. Find us on iTunes under the Stoplight Network.
G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast. Who cares?
And welcome back to the MyMac.com podcast. Yes, yes, we are doomed. And you are listening to the Doomed G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast. Now, last week, of course, there was a very interesting and brilliant conversation between Gaz and Bart about the advantages and disadvantages, of Aperture.
That wasn't me.
Versus, oh, you were there. Aperture versus iPhoto and Lightroom. I'm back this week, so there won't be any of that. unfortunately, we're kind of at this lull.
Impasse.
Yeah, just before an Apple event, which was announced, I guess, on the 3rd, to take place this coming Tuesday on September the 10th. Which you'll already know about when you listen to this podcast, because it's not going to come out until after the Apple event.
Ugh.
I know. It's sad. Anyway, yeah. It's sad. So they have, they've pretty much announced what pretty much everyone already guessed. The kind of weird thing about this is you have to kind of wonder what it is that they're going to release, because they're not doing it at a big venue. It's going to be at their Cupertino campus, which is a relatively small venue, which makes me think that, you know, it's going to be, you know, of course they're going to announce iOS 7 and a couple of the phones. And I'm starting to wonder how much more beyond that they're going to do, or if anything at all. I'm glad we got your opinion there.
Well, I think I agree with you. I've got a feeling they might. I know it's kind of time really for them to talk about iPad, but I think they might have another event, another small event for iPad later on, an iPad mini. I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Because my iPhone is coming up for 2 years old.
Yes.
And I always said once I started buying them that I would just skip every other year. Right? Mm-hmm. So.
No, you have what, the 4 or the 4S?
4S.
All right, that's what I have too.
And I thought, you know, I'd budget to actually buy a phone every second year. And I am going to be losing my current 4S because my daughter is now back from Fiji.
And she needs a new phone.
She needs a new phone. And she'll get my hand-me-down, which is perfectly fine. And they're quite happy with it. I mean, she's quite happy with the iPhone 4, to be honest with you. But she'll get my hand-me-down. But I suddenly had a moment of, you could call it madness. And I tweeted
what? That. What? You? Go ahead.
And I tweeted out earlier today whether I might actually go for an iPad mini with the 3G Wi-Fi, the 3G and Wi-Fi version, the iPad mini, rather than get an iPhone, because I don't make too many calls. But I do use text a little bit, so I need to use iMessage or have some capability of receiving text, which a lot of the texts are from people who've got emails, so that they should still be able to send me something.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, you know, maybe I'll go for the iPad mini instead, and rather than getting an iPhone.
What would you carry it around in?
The same product that I carry my iPhone around in. It's at the end of my arms.
Oh, well, I mean, you're not going to carry it in your arms all the time. I mean, part of the reason why I've never liked these really big phones.
My pockets are big enough to take that iPad mini. Most of the clothes that
I've heard that about you.
And a lot of the time, I don't actually have the iPhone in a pocket. I have it out. So I was thinking, you know, it might be close to the time to move. So I'm kind of contemplating not going for the iPhone, but going for an iPad mini. I don't know whether I'm brave enough. Let's put it that way.
Well, I guess the real question is, I mean, do you ever receive phone calls, and, you know, can you think of a way to get around?
Well, here's the little bit that people don't know. And here's the little snippet of information which would go a long way for everybody else going, aha, now we see. You didn't tell us that, did you, Gaz? I carry two phones. Oh.
So you have like a work phone?
It's not a work phone. It's a what I call a rugby phone. And it's my original number that, you know, a lot of people still have.
Sure.
Although I've told most of my friends and family to use the new number. But, you know, I tend to text them or send them messages rather than phone them. And when I phone them, you know, it's occasional. So I could possibly still use the other phone. Or I just put credit on Skype and ring them on Skype using, you know, the capability of the iPad mini.
That would work, except if they were trying to call you.
Well, that's true, unless I give them the other number, of course.
Well, which other number? Your other phone that I have
with me, which is what I call my rugby phone. Now, I don't mind them ringing me in on that, but I'd probably ring out or use Skype to call them on the other one.
Yeah, that would work.
So that's kind of where I'm going with that. So that second phone thing.
And actually, in the long run, it would probably be cheaper.
Well, it would be, certainly from an initial purchase conclusion. I mean, the iPhone's about 600 quid, isn't it? Let me have a look. In fact, let me do some research.
Well, unless you get the 5C, which is supposed to start around 400.
Well, yeah, I don't know quite.
But we don't know. Yeah, we really don't know.
Yeah, I mean, in it starts, the iPhone in the UK starts at, the iPhone 5 starts at £529. And that's for the 16 gigabyte model. So if I go, let's say I went for an iPad mini, you know, the plan to get a data plan or, you know, and call plan is not going to be that different. And the iPad mini, let's just shop for it. If I can, excuse me, Apple, but where's the, I want to buy the damn thing, not look at the specs. Shop online. Good grief. That is only £269. So take away any data costs and call costs. I mean, the actual initial outlay of the product itself is massively different.
Much less.
And that's kind of where I'm coming from. I'm kind of thinking, well, in fact, that's a lie. It's not £269, it's £369 if I was to get the cellular version as well.
And how much storage is that?
That's the 16 gigabyte again.
Okay, so that's the low end.
So that's kind of where I'm thinking on that. But, I don't know whether I'm brave enough to try it. But I've got that other phone. So I'm kind of thinking I always have to carry both phones with me. So I'm kind of moving down. I know everybody's shouting at me, why the hell don't I give everybody, even the rugby people, my normal number? But it's just nice to have another phone which I switch off and only take text messages from and never worry about it ringing. It's just easier to differentiate between the two.
Well, if it had been anyone and also
my rugby phone is an old Nokia phone, which can be thrown about, left in the car, taken to rugby, nobody worries about nicking it. Whereas my old phone is a little bit more precious.
Just a little bit. So, if it wasn't for the fact that you already have another phone, I mean, if you were thinking about trying to make like an iPad mini your main device, including phone calls in, phone calls out, I would have said you were out of your mind.
Yes, I agree with you.
But the fact that you have this other phone and, you know, it's basically the phone that you can roll around on the carpet with, you know, or whatever you plan on doing with a knockabout phone. That's actually not a bad idea. If you just want an iOS device to run some apps and to text and things along those lines, and you're not that fussed about incoming phone calls, you're probably good.
To be honest with you, I actually take more emails and respond to more emails on my iPhone, which it's perfectly adequate to do, but actually it would be nice to have a bigger screen. And so that's kind of where my mindset is. So I might end up actually, especially if they come out and say that there is a new iPad mini coming out and it's Retina, then that may swing it completely. If they come out and do that and it's the same price, I'm not going to buy a new iPhone. I'm going to pass on my current iPhone and see if I can live with the current setup. And then if that means that actually I use the calls less and less and less, and you know I can get messaging somehow on the iPad mini, I might end up not having a phone at all in the future. A little experiment probably coming my way, I think.
Yeah, because I'm going to be giving my son Peter my iPhone 4S, which he's very, very much looking forward to because he's got my old 3GS and it's falling apart. I mean,
It's 3GS, it's done well.
Yeah, it's like, five, 6 years old now?
5 years,
Yeah. And it's had its battery replaced once, but I mean, he grinds it, you know. He's constantly using it for he probably does more texting in a month than I do in a year.
Yeah, you see, I used to do a lot of texting, but even that's fallen off quite a lot. So
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, and I'm going to get whatever the high-end phone is at its highest storage capacity is what I'll probably get because that's kind of what I do.
Cool.
And okay. I'm hoping they're going to have a 128 gig iPhone.
Well, let's not second guess that, because this comes out afterwards anyway. So
yeah.
You know, just to say that if you're listening to this now and it's already happened and they have announced an iPad mini and it is a Retina version, well,
that's what Gaz is going to do.
We might be having a funny conversation on the next show.
Now, yeah, because we're so serious otherwise.
Yeah, I apps. Excuse me.
Go ahead. Oh, damn it. I'm so sorry, people. This is like the leftovers from that cold I was fighting down.
You know what it is, don't you?
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Now, I see that you've put something in here about Newegg. What's this about Newegg?
Yeah, there was an article I saw in Mac Surfer, and you know how I feel about patent trolls. Hmm. We've talked about that in the past. Well, apparently they beat a patent troll in court that was claiming to own a patent on shopping online. And I mean, and this is just like a little throwaway thing, but kudos to Newegg for not giving in and just giving them money to make them go away, but taking it to court, fighting them and winning. I like that. And I wish more companies would do that to these patent trolls.
Now, not only does Guy hate patent trolls, and that's probably why he really wanted to talk about that story, but Newegg actually does sell an awful lot of good Apple gear, so go over and...
Yeah, they do. They do. Anyway. So if you can get something from Newegg as compared to, like, Amazon or Samsung, go to Newegg.
Apple TV software update could include the ability to stream over AirPlay content from your iPhone to other people's Apple TV. So your friends wouldn't also have to have the same content to view yours at their homes. Oh dear!
Was that was kind of a tough sentence.
That was.
Yeah, I'm kind of throwing out the adverbs and
I've got a feeling
pronouns left and right.
As compared to
those nouns that are still under amateur status. Go ahead.
See, that serves you right.
It does. It does. It does.
I've got a feeling that might not be quite as easy as you think it's going to be. And, you know, with the way content is delivered and the way
it's licensed, yeah.
Owners don't like people sharing, I don't think they're going to like that too much. But
well,
could be interesting.
The one thing that makes me think that it might happen is that you're not actually giving them the content. You're just streaming it from your phone or, you know, your iOS device that has AirPlay capability to an Apple TV someplace else. It's not like you're saying, okay, hey, here's this movie, go ahead and record it, watch it whenever you want.
I suppose the Apple TV does restrict that because it doesn't allow you to do that,
right? So that's a fair point. Because it has no recording capability.
Yep, fair point, well made.
Aspyr Games to discontinue support for Snow Leopard once OS 10 10.9 Mavericks is released. And now there was I don't think we've really talked about this, the difference between people that are still using Snow Leopard 10.6 and people that are using 10.7 and on. There was, you know, it didn't seem like it at the time, but there was a really big difference in the way OS X operated from 10.6 to 10.7. A lot of it having to do with Apple's sandboxing. So, well, you know, I mean, basically, let's face it, it totally screwed the way that we used to record the podcast. No doubt about that. It shouldn't come as too much of a surprise that not only Aspyr Games, but many other companies that have software that operate, you know, both under 10.5, 10.6, and then 10.7 and on, is, you know, thinking about dropping support for the earlier operating systems because of the kinds of differences that there are in those two generations of operating systems. What do you think, Gaz?
I think you've said it all.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I think it's fair enough. And actually, if it encourages the use of an up-to-date operating system for somebody who's fed up that Aspyr is actually not going to support the games that they've bought, then they're probably doing a service to that person, to be perfectly honest with you, without them really realizing it. But yeah, the problem with keeping the issue is if you've got an older Mac that can't run a newer version, you know, newer operating system. And a lot of people say, oh, well, tough, you have to buy a new machine. That's all well and good, but actually there are a lot of people that can't afford just to upgrade. There are a lot of operations, and I'm talking about, you know, charitable operations that can't afford to just go out and update
because computers,
a new operating system come out. And I know that Snow Leopard, I don't think it's being supported when it comes to, you know, security updates anymore. And although we're using an operating system which isn't highly targeted, it is always best to be as up to date as you possibly can. That's not to say that Apple should be, you know, creating updates for, you know, security updates for older and older systems, because no one else does, of course. I wouldn't like to say to those people, oh, you should just go out and buy a new machine, or if that's what's stopping them. However, I would say to them, if they can upgrade, it's a good idea to.
Yeah, yeah. If their machines will support 10.7 and up, yeah, it's really time to go ahead and spend that, oh my God, $20 to $30 and update to 10.8, 10.9, you know, whatever the latest one is when you decide to go ahead and update.
Okay. Apple apparently claims their iOS apps are ready for the iPhone 6, just in time for the iPhone C and 5S. Are they screwing with us? And lots of laughs if they are.
Yeah, there was an article I was reading where they showed a graphic where it basically said it was iMovie for iOS or for the iPhone, and it said ready for the iPhone 6. And it has since disappeared.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't know. But it kind of makes me wonder, because they haven't really said what the names of these phones are that are going to be. Of course, everybody will know by the time they hear this, but what the names of the phones are going to be when it comes out, hopefully, on September 10th. And I wonder if there will
announced.
Be.
Or
is announced, yeah. I wonder if there will be an iPhone 6. Now, talking about the stuff that we were talking about earlier, if they came out with an iPhone 6 with, say, a 4.5-inch screen, how would that affect your buying decision between a new iPhone and an iPad mini, even with a Retina display?
What's the iPhone 4S screen at the moment? It's 3.5.
3.5.
3.5.
And then the iPhone 5 is 4.
That extra inch.
Oh, you're killing me.
It means so much these days. If it's an extra, I can't stop. This. If it's 4.5-inch diagonal, it could sway my decision making process. I'd have to see it versus the iPad mini.
Because the iPad mini, I think, is what, 7.9?
If it just got taller.
Yeah, that would make no sense.
And I don't think it will get taller. I think if it is, but I'm not sure they're going to come out with that much of a bigger screen just yet. I think they might. I don't think they are. I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be the same size as the current iPhone 5.
But maybe a little wider. I'm talking about when they come out with the next generation hardware. Not just the internals, but, you know, if they, you know, eventually.
So are you saying that next week, that, you know, last Tuesday, they've already brought out a phone which is bigger than the current model?
Well, obviously we have no idea, but I'm just talking about that when they next do an actual update to the hardware beyond just the internals, you know, when they make some real physical changes to the phone.
If they don't do that this coming week, last Tuesday, history with we're podcasting back to the future now. Then if they don't do it then, it's not going to change my mind because the phone will be leaving my hand. So I will have to make a decision on what I'm going to purchase, you know, next week.
Right.
Last week. Yes.
When it happens. Whenever that was.
Yeah. So there you go.
So, I mean,
what's the question?
I don't know. I'm kind of lost. If they came out with an iPhone that was 4.5-inch diagonal, right, as compared to the current 5, which is 4-inch diagonal.
Yeah.
And the iPad mini at, is it 7.9?
I think so, yes.
It's in that general ballpark, which is a much bigger screen than...
Would 4.5 be enough? Yeah. I'd have to see it.
It still will fit easily in your pocket.
I'd have to play with that extra inch before you.
That's what I've always thought. Guys, get us out of here.
Everybody, remember, an inch goes a long way. Stand by, and we'll be right back.
Well, the difference between 4.5 and 5, yeah, that's huge.
People, my name is Peter Bird, and I am the host of the Deep Look podcast. The idea behind the show is that we talk to our guests and we learn more about them, the subjects, the people, the things that shape their lives, or the things they're interested in, or the things they would possibly want to know more about. Basically, we just like to look a little deeper and see what's there, and to learn. If that appeals to you, or you like that idea, or even if you have a guest that you think we should try and speak to, then come on by and give us a go. We are part of the Stoplight Network.
I know that we kind of bring more laughter than information. It's the G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the final section of this week's normal show with the G-Men. That's Guy over there in the good old US of A, and that's myself, Gaz, back here in UK. And yes, I have told Guy that 4.5 to 5 inches is only 1/2 inch difference.
I'm so sorry. I actually hit the stop recording button just as Gaz was about to say something.
Don't need to tell him that because I'm nodding my head, Guy. Hit it. Gaz's tips.
Mostly.
See, Gaz's, I was ready. Tips.
Mostly.
You know, Gaz's tips.
It's time for
Gaz's tip.
I was ready. Pacelli. Oh, no, that was previous.
Okay. Get your Mac to become your on-the-hour announcer. Now, this might become annoying.
Yes.
But it may also help you keep focus on just how long you're wasting time just surfing. Go to System Preferences, click on Date and Time in the System section, and then at the bottom you'll see Announce the Time. It's a checkbox. You can choose on the hour, every half, or even quarter hour. And you can also customize the voice. Now go and annoy yourself.
Do you know what I want it to sound like? I want it to kind of sound like this.
Happy birthday to you.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
There's one. There's a little more.
Happy birthday to G-A-Z-M-A-Z.
Oh, thank
you. Happy birthday to you.
That's really nice.
Yeah, just one little problem.
Yeah. My birthday is not today. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not the month after.
it's a ways away.
Yeah. Anyway, who sent that in?
John sent it in, but John Nemo sent it in, but I don't know if that was his or something that somebody sent to him.
Okay. Oh well. Thanks for the birthday wishes, whoever it was. But it's a bit early, or it's a bit late. It doesn't matter. Anyway, I'm nodding my head.
But tomorrow's my birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips.
You can't sing that song.
Gaz's tips.
You're in trouble.
Gaz's tips.
Is that
why I wasn't singing it? Will you let me finish?
No, see, I had to stop you before you could finish singing that song.
Well, I wasn't really singing it.
Oh, you were just... Oh, well, that raises a question.
If you say the words.
Yeah, if it's just... I mean, is part of the copyright just the words and the song?
Day.
Mm. Or is it the two of them together?
You.
Can Coca-Cola actually patent the shade of red that they use in their packaging?
Happy.
Birthday. All right, I think we're... made everyone crazy over that. But tomorrow is my birthday, and I would like to say that there is an Amazon wish list.
Hang on a minute, everybody. Hang on a minute. If you're listening to this now, you've probably missed his birthday because it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Or even the day before that.
It was Monday. Monday, September 9th. But you can go over to Amazon and get me that 27-inch iMac that's probably 2 to 3 years old now. I would really like that, and thank you.
What's your pick, Guy?
My pick this week... is the Google Plus app for keeping up, because you remember, I don't have a laptop anymore. So the few times that I was actually going online, I was using my iPad, and the Google Plus app allowed me to keep up with what was going on over at the wild and wacky My Mac Podcast G Plus community page. And it's free. So, yeah. So go get that thing. Oh, boy, that was a great endorsement. Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
Do you drink wine?
Yes, I do.
Are you over 17?
I'm so over 17.
Then you can download this app because
good.
It has a rating of 17 plus. It's called Delectable Wine. Basically, you can take a picture with your iPhone, put it into the app, and it will go away, and it tells you lots of interesting thing about the wines and similar wines and what sort of wines you might like, etc., etc., etc. Really useful, quite interesting, especially if you enjoy wines. Delectable Wine. The link will be in the show notes.
I kind of like that app. And we have a people's pick this week, guys.
Ew.
Yeah, from Gary Apter. And if he hasn't mentioned it previously, or if we haven't mentioned it previously, previously, Gary recommends Bubble
Slow
Fever.
Down, you're moving too fast.
For iOS. The warning is that he's finding it totally addictive. So user beware. I don't know what that sound effect meant, but it seemed like a good idea at the time. I think he thinks that it's free and that he has not yet been tempted for in-app purchases.
Cool. Nice one. Bubble wrap.
Yep.
Oh, no, Bubble Fever.
Bubble Fever.
I like playing with bubble wrap as well.
I do. Oh, a quick story. When my mother was alive and she would stay at our house for a couple of months a year, and she was just kind of roaming all the various children that she had, you know. But one of the things that she liked to do, she was almost blind, so she loved bubble wrap. And she would actually sometimes request bubble wrap. And I would be passing by her room, and all I would hear is pop, 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 pop. It was like, okay, mom's having fun with bubble wrap. So she would probably really like that app.
She probably would.
Well, she would have.
Yeah, sorry.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to let you do the next bit.
Okay. Facebook has gone up, and I can't believe this. It's gone up. It's gone from 135 to 136. And what this means is, now, you know, we have this bet going on between Gaz and me that we'll get to 200 likes by the end of the year. By the end of the year, 2013.
No, I said 15.
Oh, did you now? Okay. Well, if it's 2015, there is an excellent chance that that we will reach 200 likes.
We're going to reach 200 likes by the end of this year.
By the end of this year. And you're going to cheat like hell to do it, aren't you?
I've already got all of my emails set up.
Oh, do you? Just so that you can rub it in my face. Ha! In your face! 200 likes! And then the very next day, it disappears and goes down to 131. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. We've got an iTunes review. That's superb.
That is great.
Do you want to take it or shall I?
Why don't you take it?
Oh, I'll just see. this is by CWH 2007. Correct, he's young. This is from Germany, and it was posted on September 3rd, 2013.
Oh, just read the translated one in the bottom.
Interesting podcast. Mix of news, reference to your own website, reference to other Mac-related podcasts, as well as an interesting perspective on Apple products. Always a great listen.
Yep. And if CWH 2007 would be kind enough to send me an email, I will send him something very, very wonderful.
Now,
wonderful.
Guy.
Yeah.
If wonderful. Yes, wonderful. Very would. if he were to send you an email, what email address should he use?
Well, he should send that to guy@mymac.com. That's GUI@mymac.com. Or he could contact me over Twitter, twitter.com/MacParrot. MacParrot. MacParrot. sorry, I forgot. We're on the 10-second delay today. And but actually, CWH2007, if you send me a tweet, I will have no idea what your email address is unless you include that with your tweet, which is never a good idea. So just go ahead and send me the email to guy@mymac.com. What about you, Gaz? How'd you like that for a long-winded, ridiculous explanation?
Gaz@mymac.com, twitter.com/gazmaz, G-A-Z-M-A-Z. You can also contact both of us at twitter.com/guyandgaz, G-U-Y-A-N-D-A-Z.
Zard.
You can also give us at feedback@mymac.com, and there is another way to contact us. I bet Guy has forgotten the number.
I bet I haven't. You know why I haven't forgotten it?
Why haven't you?
Because it's written right down here in our show notes. That number, the Skype number, so yeah, call it 703-436-9501. And I know,
and
you,
if you happen
to crack me up. Last week you were referring to it as that dusty telephone number blowing all of the dirt and
cobwebs.
Yeah. And there's actually a foul odor associated with that Skype number. That may be part of the problem as well.
And if you're outside the US, just put a +1 in front of that. And that tip comes kind of, well, from Alistair Jenks.
Yep. Oh, wait. No, that's not right.
I think.
Oh, you.
Do you want me? No, you do it.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Es tan bueno.
Oh, no. Actually, before we get to there, I would like to thank everyone for downloading the My Mac podcast and sticking with us for all this time. We really appreciate it. And we are approximately 12 shows away from hitting 200 shows together, Gaz, or more or less 200 shows, since there's been ones where, you know, you haven't been there and I haven't been there. But it's 200 shows since we started doing this podcast together.
We want to be together.
Together forever. Da, da. It was a song in Mel Blanc's Young Frankenstein, which was a great show. I saw it live. It was great.
Good. Anyway, what do you think of this show, Guy?
Oh, really? I think that this is the best show that we've ever done, certainly over the last 2 weeks. And that we're good enough, we're smart enough, and doggone it, people like us.
Es tan bueno tener Gaz y Guy, volver a Nuki, Cise Hubrera, Gradado en la Florida, qui podrá haber tenido un podcast más técnico.
I have the feeling that that was spot on. A spot on pronunciation of what it was that I wrote. And I would just like to say, end.
Okay, so what language was that then?
Spanish.
Thanks for downloading this podcast. You can also find other great podcasts on the Stoplight Network, like the Tech Fan Podcast, Three Geeky Ladies, Not Another Mac Podcast, the Mac Specialist Podcast, Geekiest Show Ever, the TeacherCast Podcast, the Apple Junkies Podcast, and the all-new App Minute Podcast.
More of a Spanish accent.
Oh, well, you could do it again.
No, sorry.
We're still recording here after the show. Oh, let me try it. Let me try it. Es tan bueno tener gas y gai volver un que si se hubiera quedado en la Florida que podría haber tenido un podcast más técnico. How was that?
Too late, really.
Well,
that's
yeah.
how that was.
Oh, God.
Good. Yes?
So, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen on. Sorry?
You called my name.
Oh, God. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to take Gaz in vain. Or Gaz in the vein. Or something.
It's good to have you back.
It is good to be back, though. I wish I was doing this in Florida.
You like Florida, don't you?
I do. This, you know, as soon as I stop feeling like total crap on that first Sunday when I met with my nephew Bill.
So have you got any pictures of you standing up on the board?
No, nobody else showed up to take the picture. I mean, we were going to, and I'd actually suggested that to Bill. The problem was that first Sunday when we went out was the day after the wedding and the reception. And so the other people that were involved, you know, in the family that actually surfed, they stayed up until like 5:30 Sunday morning at a bonfire, just getting like totally blasted. And so oddly enough, none of them were willing to get up at about 8:30 in the morning to go surfing.
Can't think why.
I cannot think of a single reason why not. So, yeah, though I did take...
Do you know, some people are so selfish.
I know. I mean, come on, 3 hours sleep after a drunken and, you know, complete debauchery. Just get out there and surf. Now, I did have my nephew take a couple of pictures of me standing next to the board on the sand. But he's got a Samsung phone, and I was tempted to say, oh yeah, those things are waterproof. Yeah, come on out in the water with it. But he wasn't buying that. So he took some pictures there on the beach of me standing.
Don't underestimate the force
or the power of Florida salt water to totally mangle a phone.